thought it was a good game in the fact that I thought we managed the game well, that we our starts to the periods were good. We started the game well. I mean, take the goals out of that. I thought we were prepared for the start of every period, which we needed to be. We wanted to focus on playing a playoff-style game. I mean, we got some timely goals early, but we did the necessary things, I thought, the first period. They got a lot of shots in the second. They changed a few things in what they did, and our goaltending was good when they had to be. And then the third, we opened up, you know, early and scored. I don't know that we were looking to change anything else. We're looking to play a solid third period. It just happened to be that way. You know, I'm not going to get too carried away on the seven goals. It was probably a fun night for a lot of people and stuff like that, but a win's a win. It gives us 2 points, and whether you win by two or win by seven, we still have to focus on the task. So we're happy. I mean, the players get out of the, maybe get in some offensive nights. We don't have too many like this, so the fans get riled up, and I think that's good.
How often do you practice the five-on-one?
Yeah, the five-on-one's not something we work on too often. Goalies don't like that play. The fear is that it might be a 4-on-0 coming back the other way. You know, I don't know if I've ever seen one, but you know, it was a goal that was executed. I mean, five can create confusion. You know, too many options to pass, but you know, it was good to get a goal there. I mean, yeah, I haven't seen that very often.
And having a shutout tonight,
you know, yeah, I guess games like that too, they're kind of hard sometimes to hang on. You're not sure if you're going to get those. You know, they go that way. But I thought he was solid. I thought he really played with poise. A couple of days ago, people were asking about Pavlik and how he's matured from the beginning of the year and what's changed, and it's exactly the way he played tonight. I thought he was poised. I thought he was relaxed. I thought he could see the puck. He battled through. I thought he was really well composed in the game. And I didn't fear that, you know, he would get nervous and not play with confidence, but sometimes those types of games get you, you know, a lucky bounce and stuff. I thought we defended pretty well. I thought our back pressure was real good. Our tracking was real good. Our back check was real good. A little too deep in the second period, but it was pretty good. I thought we worked hard in a lot of areas.
How pleased were you with the way the team came out in the third period after Florida kind of got a foothold back in the game?
Well, we didn't know what would take place in the third. You know, you're up to nothing. You want to play on your toes. You know, I don't think you turn around and say that, well, we're going to go and score one or two or three. You want to just, for me, the step in the third period was the time that you wanted to see your team, your group, the growth and the maturing that you've established through 68, 66 games or whatever. I think that's what you're looking for. Can we take this next step and close out the game and play in the right fashion, the right way? There's no way you would. You know, play that type of third period anticipating that. But, you know, we scored early, so that kind of took some heat off the way we were playing. That was a big goal, that third goal from, it turned out to be Wellwood, but that was a big goal that helped us. We scored 3 minutes later, so that kind of helped us out. And after that, it became just one of those nights, not something that you never coach that you can get five in the third. And I mean, lucky we get five in six games this year total.
During one of those stretches, Claude, around the All-Star game, I mean, you could score to save your lives on a lot of nights. It's a long way from then to a night like tonight, is it not?
Well, it is, but it makes no difference. You win the game, you know, this juncture, whether you win 7-1, 7-0, 2-0, it's great, it builds confidence, but, you know, I think that we talk in a room about, you know, keeping things in an even keel and not getting too down when you lose to Edmonton or when you give up a game to the Islanders that you don't play that well and not going through the roof because you won 7-0 in the game that both teams, it was a big game, but it was one of those games. You play Florida in Florida, we play them again. Certainly, we won't be coaching, neither coach will be coaching this type of game. We'll be coaching the same as we did through the first two periods. It happened to be that way in the third, so we'll live and die with what we had.
You talked today a lot about performance. How nothing matters now, just performance.
Right, A games.
Will you run the Pavlik as much as you can here the rest of the way?
Well, I think there's a couple things that'll dictate that choice. It'll be schedule, rest, his play, performance, it would be no different. You know, Mason's been a good player for us. Team plays hard for Chris Mason, too, so you can't lose sight of him either. So we just kind of have to measure it up as we go along. You know, we have confidence in him and as Pavlik, so we'll see. This is, for us, it's a 17-game playoff series almost, you know, 16 now. Game playoff series, so we have to win. And you know, I don't know what the number is that you got to get to. We got 16, we had 4 tonight, 17. How many of those have to be wins? What's the number of points? We don't know, but we just have to continue to get points.
Coach, tonight's contest seemed to be a bit more cerebral and methodical. It seemed that the team was playing within itself. Is that a conscious effort? You know, the defensemen were staying back where they should be, the forwards were playing within their roles.
I thought our team play was really good, like throughout the game. Like our forechecking, our systems, I could see it clearly. There was not a lot of, sometimes what you see in games like this is self-serving play because of the score. We didn't have that, but regardless of when the score was, even in the third period, I still saw us play fairly methodical. And to me, that was good. That told me that the players were engaged in playing the right way, which we'd mentioned. And that, to me, is the kind of mentality you've got to get to play and perform at this time of year and hopefully beyond. So that's what I did like a lot about the game when I watched from the bench.
Will you be concerned about overconfidence?
I don't think so. Not with the room. And, you know, like, we're young, but we have good leadership and there's maturity there. And I think there's growth from the start of this year till now. I don't see that happening. I don't think we don't see ourselves as a 7-goal team. So it's just the way it is right now.
I guess the start was encouraging after Monday. We must have been waiting to see how the team would come out tonight, and they seemed to almost catch Ford off guard.
Yeah. Well, the start was good in the first period, and we wanted to have a good start, but it's not only there, it's the start of the each period, and we wanted to get staying with the start of the third and the second, when it was maybe not quite as good, but still we were ready to go. And that to me was the key, is that let's be prepared to start the first 20, the full 20, the full 20, and the full 20. And I thought that we did that in all three segments. So I thought that was really good. You know, we came out early, and you know, it starts with a face-off and in-zone play, and then it's like get the energy going, and that's just on a forecheck, get a hit, get in the game, and get things going, and we were able to play in that zone. Sometimes they win the face-offs, they're in your zone, and you're not starting the way you want, but that's how it goes.
Is this the same core gap that you've seen in past games without?
I think it's the same team. You know, they have a good team. They're well organized. They're well coached. They play good. I think Versteeg adds an element certainly against us that can finish. And you know, it might have been a little bit different, but I think it's the same team. I don't see them because of this going any lower or us higher. It's going to be the same. They're going to play. They're well organized. They're going to play this thing just like we are. They're going to put the same emphasis on the same things. They're not going to get wrapped into a loss that this will not be a devastating loss. They won't enjoy it. Who does? I mean, nobody does those things, you know. It's the way it goes, but I'd rather be on the other side if you can. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
All right.